Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard. Good evening and welcome aboard to the Overnight as well. It's Sports Overnight America presented by GEICO. And get more with GEICO and by Rocket Mortgage as we talk the world of sports. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, Mike Griffith is going to join us. Our college football insider will now put on his Senior Bowl hat as he will spend the weekend in Mobile, Alabama as we start to, you know, seriously, get ready for the Super Bowl, 2 weeks from Sunday. But NFL draft certainly gets a lot of attention as well. And this is one of the Riley Leonard shows up. I see a couple kids from Iowa State, about, I don't know, 12. I mean, half the offense on half the defense in Alabama's there. But we'll get into that. Tyler Levine joins us as well. We'll do some college hoops today as well. The SEC still making some noise, so we will get into that as well. And it was a crazy weekend. And Tyler, great job yesterday. But over the weekend, some great college basketball. And then last night, Arizona picked off number 3 Iowa State in overtime. So Iowa State split their 2 games out in the desert. They took out Arizona State with a big pull-away win on Saturday, only to spit the bit in Tucson against the Wildcats. So they will dust themselves off, and away we go. But, yeah, and I'll tell you, one of the craziest games over the weekend, I talked a lot about it Saturday night, was just the Kansas-Houston game. My God. I mean, Kansas finds more ways to lose in the most ungodly fashions. You can't even make it up. 6-point lead with 16.6 seconds to go in OT, or was that regulation? My memory escaped me, but just crazy. Then they get the double OT, and they just got whacked. And I'll tell you what, Kelvin Sampson, say what you want. I know he had a checkered past at Oklahoma, and of course, then he cooled his heels on the NBA bench as an assistant coach. But he's got a hell of a Houston team, as we saw a year ago. All right, we get it going here. We'll dip into some of that. I don't know if there's any hot stove stuff to get into, but really it's going to be football. And then, of course, Dallas today introduced Brian Schottenheimer as their head coach. Giovanna Scroggins will join us from the Metroplex, and she's had her finger on the pulse of the Cowboys and all that is football in Dallas-Fort Worth. So we look forward to that. All right, we get it going here, presented by GEICO. Get more from GEICO and by Rocket Mortgage. We come back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away. When you're sleeping through the night, I know
you're the coldest, though. I used to heat your body. If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, and you can check out the podcast 24/7, 365. You'll hear Mike Griffith in tonight's podcast, Into the Overnight. It's always a great go back and listen to. I do it a lot because sometimes I catch myself not listening as closely as I should. But Mike joins us. And Tyler, welcome aboard. We always love our time with Griffith, don't we there, Tyler?
I mean, absolutely.
We love having this guy on. Michael joining us from, I believe, are you in Mobile, Alabama now, Mike, as we speak? Welcome aboard, pal. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Good to hear you, Tyler. Yeah, man, Mobile, Alabama, it's the spot this week. I mean, the NFL descends on it every year. It's the draft starts here, as they say. It's part of the NFL draft process. You got 100 guys or so, the best seniors, now juniors. This is the second year with juniors, and some real talent down here that are going to be auditioning in front of NFL GMs and head coaches. And these guys like to see these guys in person. They've been scouted. They see the tape, you know, but they want to put their eyes on them in person, shake their hand, you know, see what these kids are all about. And they go out there and compete in drills all week leading up to Saturday's game.
Mike, when you look at the rosters, and I gazed over them too, I look at Riley Leonard. I don't know. Let's just focus on him for a moment because obviously national runners up to Ohio State. Where does he fit as a pro? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out because I don't know what I see there. I see a backup. I see Trevor Siemian in one moment, and then the next minute I think I don't know who I see, but give me a quick hit on him, and then Tyler will fire away, and then we'll get to some other stuff. But, yeah, this Senior Bowl, like you said, scouts, GMs, all the player personnel, everybody's paying attention. Let me hear. NFL Network will have the coverage. Let me hear. Riley Leonard.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, you know, it's an opportunity to play in an NFL offense, and that means doing some things differently, right? I mean, college ideas to try to simplify things, you spread it out a little bit, see more shotgun in college. And, you know, a lot of these guys are going under center for the first time. We're seeing, you know, Jalen Milroe and Jackson Dart taking snaps under center. There was some fumbles today. They're not used to that. The steps are different on the handoffs all of a sudden. You know, the drop is different. So they're going to try to get a little bit more familiar with that, and NFL teams will be watching, okay, which kid can transition the best? How are they picking up the coaching, the new terminology? How do they fit in with the teammates? And as far as Riley Leonard goes, I mean, I love the charisma and the leadership of this kid. He's got skills. We know he's not a giant arm. We know he didn't, you know, make his money at Notre Dame by throwing the ball all over the yard, but that doesn't mean that he can't. He's going to be asked to do more. They're going to assess his talents. Again, the Senior Bowl is an opportunity for on-the-job interview and, you know, some football. He's, you know, working with some new receivers, made some good throws today, had some other moments. But I think this is an important week for Riley. I think he'll be fine at the combine. He's one of the bigger quarterbacks here. He's athletic enough, certainly, and he's a bright guy. So the NFL coaches are going to assess this. And like you said, Marty, we're going to see where he fits in.
Right.
Mike, Tyler Mean here. Pleasure as always. I wanted to stick with the quarterback trend here. Is there a guy in your eyes that we're going to see rise up the draft board rankings. Obviously, everyone's aware that Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders are most likely going to be the first two quarterbacks off the board. But is there a particular guy that you think is going to surprise us and where he's drafted?
Well, I think Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe both have a lot of upside. You know, I think they like Jackson Dart's moxie. I mean, he certainly has a lot of confidence and threw for a lot of yards playing for Lane Kiffin. But, you know, as Marty said, you know, how do these guys transition into an NFL offense? I think Milroe just has unlimited potential. I mean, I think the guy is so talented. And I know there were some games this year where there was some, you know, what the heck moments. But he's a young quarterback. And to be fair, he changed quarterbacks and changed systems. And, you know, things didn't always work well around Jalen. But the talent that that guy has, the running ability, 6'1", 220, such an athlete, such a great arm. You wonder what happens if he gets a team to work with. I go back to Steve McNair. I might be aging myself a little bit here. But remember Steve McNair coming in out of Alcorn State back in the day? He needed a couple years to marinate in the NFL before he turned into a great quarterback. And I see a lot of the same in Jalen Milroe, maybe even more running ability than we saw from Aaron McNair back in the day.
Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You hear him all over the country on radio and television, on the web, does an outstanding job. We're so grateful to have him here on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline, and American Forces Radio Network. Mike, at the Senior Bowl, and then there's the Shrine Game, and there's some others. I remember one time at the Shrine Bowl, Tyrod Taylor, I thought, you know, played himself into a nice position with a great performance down in Orlando. Can you play yourself into – are you more likely to play yourself into a better situation or play yourself out of it? Because these guys are really jumping into a quick transition. Let me ask you that.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, in some positions, you know, transition better to an all-star game like this. You know, you've only got a week to work with these guys, so obviously it's hard to kind of get the run game going and the congruence that you need on an offensive line to be effective, the timing and whatnot. So hard to get the run game going. You know, but last year, I'll give you a couple examples from Georgia just because I follow that team closely. You know, Ladd McConkey came down here and nobody could cover him. And you saw spurts of that at Georgia, but, you know, Brock Bowers was kind of the guy, the high-volume guy, and we all knew what Brock could do by the time he left Georgia. But, you know, Ladd was a guy that flashed, and some people said, yeah, he's athletic, but how athletic? Well, he came down to the Senior Bowl, and nobody could stay within 3 feet of him. And Harbaugh noticed and said, you know what, let's trade up for this cat. And you saw what he did in the NFL with over 1,000 yards, and now you're going, oh, my gosh, this guy was a first-round talent. What a bargain he was. You know, a guy named Tyke Smith, and not a household name yet, but a big contributor on the Tampa Bay defense. You know, Tyke came down here as an undersized DB. You know, where does he fit in? Is he a nickel? Is he a safety? Probably a fifth or a sixth round guy. Well, he lit it up at the Senior Bowl, and the Bucs liked him. They took him in the third round. He ended up being a top 100 pick, very productive player for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So the examples that I've seen from Georgia guys have been really positive, you know, because they get to step out of that Georgia system where, you know, there's so much talent, you know, that guys have a hard time standing out. You know, they share the ball or they share rotations on the defense because they're so deep. You come down here, it's a lot of one-on-one work, drill work, pass protection. You know, Trevor Etienne's a guy down here, a lot of bursts, a lot of explosion, had some injuries this year. We know about his running skills. We know he can catch the ball, but how is Trevor going to step into that linebacker when he blitzes? So they want to see how Trevor attacks pass protection. Is he physical enough at 205? You know, to be that three down back in the NFL and give you that pass pro. So a lot of different skills get tested here and individualized drills. I don't think you can really hurt yourself. I think the guys that hurt themselves are the guys that need to be here that aren't here. It's like, wait a minute, why are you skipping this game, man? You're a third or fourth round pick. I got questions now. You know, first rounder, some of these guys are going to step aside, feel good, I'm number one at my position. Okay, that's fine. But if you're a second, third, fourth round guy and you want to compete, that's what the NFL wants to see. They want to see you compete. They want to see you weigh in. They want to see you run the drills. These guys skipping the drills, I think they cost themselves.
I agree.
Mike, is there a particular guy, maybe a couple guys, that you're expecting to see a standout performance at the Senior Bowl where they can really help themselves, like you've mentioned? You mentioned McConkey, Bowers. Is there one or two guys that you expect to really stand out here?
I mean, the guy that I'm really watching is Milroe. I really am. And again, I know that he was inconsistent for Alabama, but his skills are such, you know, he can scramble and make plays, and this is that kind of game for a quarterback, right? You got to be able to scramble and make plays with your feet. We know Jalen Milroe can do that. He's got to showcase that arm. I want to see how quickly can he adjust to these receivers. And what is he like at all three levels? throwing the football. And what does he look like in an NFL offense? I mean, this is a restart for Jalen. All the Alabama fans know that the season didn't end the way that he wanted or they wanted, and it's hard to turn momentum around. So I want to see if Milroe can get off the mat and use that incredible athletic ability that he has and unleash that arm and do it with some control and do it within the framework of an NFL system. I mean, there's some great NFL coaches down here working with these guys, and a tip here or there can make all the difference in the world. And so Milroe's the guy, like I said, I'm captivated by his upside. I think he's fascinating. But can he play within the framework, and how does he fit into an NFL system? And really, Tyler, that's the guy that I'm the most curious about.
Yeah, Mike, we only got a couple minutes left. What is the status, in your opinion, on the future of bowl games? You know, back in the day, Poulon, Weed Eater, Las Vegas Bowl, it just seems now the bowls have just been so diminished by the playoff. So I know we're going to see an expansion probably a few years hence. But what is the status? This is just a gut sense I have that some of these bowls are just not going to survive in this new era of college football. Give me a quick hit on that.
Yeah, Marty, I think you're right. I think it's something we got to look really closely at. I mean, in fact, there's some question is there a little college football fatigue? And it doesn't look like they're moving the game up anytime soon. I think I saw in Vegas it's going to be the third week of January in, 2027. So, you know, I'd like to see the season end a little sooner. I'd like to see it start a little sooner, right? Start a week earlier in August. But, you know, taking it into the third week of January, I don't know how the college football fans are going to respond to the playoffs, number one, being that late. Two, you asked about the bowl games. As long as there's television money rolling in, as long as somebody's paying the bills, I think there's still a place for it. I do think there's still a tradition. I do think people like to go to a destination location. You want to reward the players. But how the coaches treat the games may be differently now. You know, this is an opportunity to get extra practices in and start to work on next year's team. And now you've got these early signees with this early signing day. A lot of those kids go to the bowl practices as well. And, you know, maybe it turns into a little bit more of an exhibition. I mean, it already is technically, but maybe you're working a little bit more on next year's team because there are going to be some kids that are going to opt out at some of the high-level schools. But for some of these other schools, they don't have any opt-outs because they don't have a whole lot of NFL players. You know, opt-out may be a way of life in the SEC, and, you know, I guess at least you're at least four deep in the Big Ten. My goodness, it was a fourth-place team from that conference that won the league. I don't know how much deeper you really go in the Big Ten than the fourth-place team, but a lot of these other conferences don't have the number of NFL players that a lot of the, you know, high-profile conferences do. So there's still a value for some of those teams that finish just over 500, or just a tad over. Yeah, and Iowa. You know, I don't know of another program. And listen, I got a lot of respect for Iowa. That's a heck of a stadium there, and that's a heck of a fan base. But, you know, that coach has been there forever without really winning a big prize. And, you know, for schools like that, you know, they're happy winning eight or nine games a year and going to a bowl game and getting to compete with, you know, one of the, you know, mid-class SEC teams or one of the lower-class SEC teams. So I think there's a place for it. As long as TV's paying for it, as long as there's ratings, I think they'll play those games, some of those games at least.
Mike, thank you so much. We're out of time. We're running a little long. Thank you so much. Mobile, Alabama Senior Bowl NFL Network, home, the birthplace of two of the greatest that ever played the game of baseball, Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, and Hammer and Hank Aaron, Mobile, Alabama native. Great job, Michael. We'll talk to you down the road. Thank you.
And don't forget Vince Dooley as well. Appreciate it, Marty.
Vince Dooley, the legendary Bulldog coach at Georgia. All right. Myself, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, we roll along. Giovanna Scroggins coming up.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112.
That's 800-773-5112.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Sports here presented by Geico, and get more with Geico by Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com. We get Giovanna Scroggins in here. Of course, you're here on Sports Shorts. Giovanna, Marty, and Tyler, Terrell and Levine here. Here's what I got to ask you. Did they interrupt local programming today on the local affiliates to introduce, as Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones introduced not only a new head coach in Brian Schottenheimer, but a new defensive coordinator in Matt Eberflus. Back in the day when Parcells was introduced, I guarantee you they interrupted program. How big of a buzz or lack thereof was there in the Metroplex today with Brian Schottenheimer being formally introduced as the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? Let us hear.
Listen, when I saw that there was almost an hour and a half long press conference with Jerry, Brian, and like, it was just, it's just amazing to me how we can go from, you know, Mike McCarthy might not have been the best coach for the Cowboys, right? But at least he has been to a Super Bowl. And now we bring on a person that was essentially a quarterback coach for the Cowboys. And now he's calling the shots, but really not calling the shots because we all know, you know, Jerry just wants his puppet. So it's been very interesting. I don't think the sentiment around, you know, Cowboys fans, there's no excitement. I mean, hey, this is just another yes man, and it's honestly even more of a yes man because he wasn't calling the shots last season. So we already know he's used to kind of being told what to do. So it's very interesting.
Giovanna, with all that's available, or at least all that was available, they land with Schottenheimer and Eberflus. I mean, where do you go with that? How does that happen? Are you shocked or surprised that they didn't interview any of the other viable options that were out there? And Jerry's kind of given himself props in these press conferences saying, oh, you know, I'm doing something outside of the regular. This is as risky as it gets. Is risky what the Cowboys need right now?
No. Absolutely not. Your roster is already risky with all the injuries that were piling up last season, and then, you know, now Zimmer is out of there too. So it's a very risky move. But again, I can't say I'm shocked because this is what Jerry does. This is what the Cowboys organization has come to in terms of not making decisions that make sense. Talk to a bunch of people in my circle here and just hearing their sentiments. They're like, yeah, I mean, what do we expect? You know, Aaron Glenn was on the table and there's a bunch of other coaches on the table. Didn't even ask to interview, ask for permission to interview. Now we just go get somebody that again, didn't call shots last season and was essentially a quarterback coach. So, yeah, that's my feelings on the situation as of right now.
Giovanna Scroggins with us here on Sports Shorts throughout the week, 7 days a week here on Sports Overnight America and throughout the day on the network. Giovanna, sometimes it's not what someone does or what they say. It's what they don't do or don't say. But I'm telling you, Jason Witten was a finalist. Deion Sanders got an obligatory, yeah, come on in, let's talk. It was just an absolute, you know, that checked the Rooney Rule box where you've got to, you know, interview a minority. And so it served a purpose there, I guess. And I mean, that's just an intimation on my part. But I'm telling you, Jerry Jones, not by what he did, but what he didn't do, he hires people, and you use the word puppet. I mean, it's right on. I mean, lapdog. He hires people who are not going to – I mean, Jerry Jones, why doesn't he just come out and say, not only am I the owner, I'm the general manager, the player personal director, I'm the head coach. Because I've never seen an owner who holds a press conference after every freaking game, whether it's a preseason game, whether it's a playoff game, which they don't really get to the playoffs much anymore. But that owner tells you all that you need to know by the fact that he holds a press conference. And shame on the media that plays into this and feeds this beast. So you tell me, Brian Schottenheimer certainly looks like he fits the puppet mode, huh?
Oh, for sure. You might as well give Jerry a headset at this point. Put him on the sidelines and let him call the plays for the Cowboys. That's honestly what you might as well do at this point. I mean, let's be for real here. And then to honestly talk about the media playing into it, the first maybe 20 minutes since that press conference with Brian was just straight, you know, I want to come in here. This is about culture. You know, I'm just so excited for this opportunity. Da-da-da-da. What opportunity? You've been in this position already. You know, you just got, yes, you got promoted in a sense, but this is the same thing. So what are you coming in to change? You haven't been from a previous team. You've never had a head coaching job in your whole entire career. So what culture are you changing? It's going to be the same exact culture time and time again until somebody, you know, takes Jerry, you know, down and comes in there and changes that whole system. And that's exactly why Deion is not there, because you can't boss around Deion. Deion's going to do what Deion's going to do. And that's exactly why that was never going to even work. I don't even know why that was all in the headlines.
Giovanna, they have the 12th pick in the draft with probably they would need to have 1 through 12 to fully flip this roster around, but they only have 12. So where do you think they need to address first? Who do you hope that they get? Who do you anticipate that they get? And do you expect them to move Dak Prescott for either more draft capital, a different quarterback? Where do you go with those two situations?
To address the first one, my pick, Ashton Jeanty all the way. We need a running back. We've seen, you know, time and time again, you can't do it with Deuce Vaughn. You're not going to do it with Zeke. And, you know, they proved them wrong. You know, he's been let go. You have to get a running back in that offense. And I think, you know, especially what we're seeing with Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry and Jahmyr Gibbs, like, football is turning into, you know, a run game, in my opinion. It's going back to kind of the nitty-gritty of football. So we have to get a running back. And that is, like, top number one priority on my list for the Cowboys in terms of the draft. There is no way that they're moving Dak. Dak is not going anywhere. Against all other opinions, against my personal judgment, I don't think Dak is going to take this team to Super Bowl, let alone a deep playoff run. However, he's not going anywhere. They paid him too much for him to go anywhere. So we can kind of put that conversation to bed, but I'm looking at a running back and maybe a really good receiver to kind of help CD out. You know, Brandon Cooks had high expectations for him, but it just hasn't been fitting the bill. I know he's kind of had some injury troubles last season, but we need a running back and another good number two receiver.
You're so right about that, because a year and a half ago or less, we were talking about how running backs weren't getting their free agency money. It's one of the reasons that Barkley got out of New York, because the Giants wouldn't pay him. He ends up in Philly, and he may end up winning a World Championship Super Bowl a week from this coming Sunday. But that is an excellent, excellent point. Very good point. And if you listened, and I agree, by the way, if you listen to the quotes from Jerry Jones today, Brian Schottenheimer about Dak Prescott, you'd think that that Dak Prescott would have enough rings to rival Tom Brady. What is he talking about? He's promising championships. Why is he doing that? People save that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you look at quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, for crying out loud. Dak Prescott is nowhere in that conversation, in my opinion. So it's just, yeah, I mean, at this point, I might have to, you know, switch my team. I've kind of already switched my team in, you know, this season, but I'm a football fan. You know, I can't even say I support the Cowboys just because time and time again they tell me I can't support you because of the decisions you're making. And it has nothing to do with football. And that's the most disheartening thing, is because it's nothing to do with football. It's not about the game anymore, the Cowboys. It's about the franchise organization. So.
Yep.
Giovanna, real quick, a true false. Is Dak Prescott closer to Kirk Cousins than he is Jaden Daniels?
Oof. You know, I'm not have to go closer to Kirk. I mean, he has to do a lot this season to prove he can take a losing franchise all the way into an NFC championship game.
Yeah. Out of time, Giovanna. Thank you very much. Giovanna Scroggins, Dallas-Fort Worth. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with 4 shrimp after you've already given away 3, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All All right, we're going to go inside the world of college basketball. What a breath of fresh air. Let's get Tyler Levine in here. He loves the college buckets as well. We are presented by Geico. Get more with Geico and by Rocket Mortgage up there in the Motor City. Yeah, where the Michigan Wolverines held off Penn State last night. Tyler, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, man.
How much is Cooper Flagg just worth the price of admission, huh?
I said it at the start of the season. This kid is something special. He is, I'd say, a mortal lock of a number one pick. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if teams like Oklahoma City, who has, I believe it's 25 first round pick or 25 draft picks that they have, not including the ones that they're entitled to, but they have 25 draft picks in the next 4 or 5 years. I wouldn't be surprised for a team like them to throw a handful of those, if not, you might need more than one hand, for the number one pick going into this next NBA draft. He's different. He's very special. He could do it all.
He's from Maine. He is from the freaking state of Maine, okay? I mean, the Robinson kid who started out at Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts, and matriculated to the University of Michigan. But, and he was from Wells, Maine. This kid, Cooper Flagg, it's just astonishing. And I'm going to tell you, it just goes to show you, where if you're talented, they're going to find you.
Yep.
And leave it to Duke. You know what I love about him? How unselfish is this kid? I'm going to give you an example. I don't know if you saw it. Duke and Wake Forest on Saturday afternoon. They played terrible, but he held them in the game. And when it came to crunch time, he not only took over the game, but not what he did, or it's what he did, but unselfish. He finds the open guy. If you put him on, he did miss one down the stretch, but if you put him on the stripe, which, you know, Wake Forest made the mistake of doing so, and he made him pay. I'm telling you right now, I who do you compare him to? Is he Christian Laettner? Is he Larry Bird? I don't even know where to begin, other than I love watching that kid play.
It really for me, it's tough to compare him because he can do it all. He can shoot the three, he can pass, he rebounds, he scores, he talks smack, blocks. It's everything. I mean, his line from last night: 28 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He was only 1 for 4 from three, which isn't great, but I mean, look, Duke is 10-0 in conference play, 18-2 overall. I mean, they're going to be an absolute force come March, because you already know that this kid is meant for the big stage. He does not shy away from it. He attacks it. He wants to be on the big stage. He wants to be the guy taking the big shots. And he's just, it seems like he's involved in every single possession. And you know, whether he's the one who's scoring or not, it feels like every point is because of something that he did. And that's a rare thing that you see in college basketball. And he's a rare breed of a player who most certainly, for me, is going to be an NBA All-Star very soon. He kind of reminds me of how I felt watching Luka when Luka was young. MVP of the, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he decided not to play, you know, if he started playing ball in Spain as a teenager, I wouldn't be surprised if he was the league MVP before he turned 18 like Luka was.
Yeah, that might be it, that right there. But Luka doesn't play the defense the way Flagg does. Flagg is, and he, you know, what they say about guys like Cooper Flagg is they say, well, he makes everybody around him better. And sometimes, you know, I hear that, they say that about a player, and I go, okay, yeah, well, whatever. How do you really quantify that? But I'm telling you, if you pay attention to Duke when he's on the floor, which is a lot, I'm telling you right now, he makes guys around him better.
Maybe like a Kevin Durant comparison. Oh, I mean, he's 6'9", 205 pounds, and he's, you know, doing things with the basketball that people who are 6'9" normally are not doing. Like most 6'9" guys are power forwards or centers, and, you know, he's a guard. He's averaging 19.9 points per game, 8 rebounds, 4.1 assists, shooting 48.7% this season. That's not normal for a 6'9", 205 pound player out of Newport, Maine.
It's crazy. Hey, let me ask you this. Kevin Durant, one of the best perimeter elbow shooters in the history of the game. What percentage from 15 to 18 feet out do you think he makes? Not straight on, not 3 steps and not 3 feet beyond the straight, the free throw line, but from the elbow, as they say, foul line extended 15 to 18 feet out on either side of the court. What percentage do you think Durant makes?
Like historically throughout his career?
Yeah. You're going to be stunned when I tell you this number. Let's see if you can get it. 65. Get within
five.
Well, you got within five. 70%.
I was scared to go to 70, so I went back.
I'm telling you right now.
It's going to be something high.
And Flag is just unbelievable. All right, let's get to Kansas. Where do you go with this team? I don't know if you saw this double overtime game with Houston, but Kansas finds more ways to freaking lose games. I'm telling you, Bill Self is going to have another heart procedure because it was just stunning to watch this. 16.6 seconds ago, inbound the ball, get fouled, the game's over. They throw it away, guy hits a three. No. The guy hits a miracle three to cut it to three, and then they throw away the inbounds pass, and the guy hits an elbow three, and we go to a second overtime, and they end up losing the game by either 4 or 6 points. I think it was 6 in the end. I don't get Kansas. I don't get it. They've got the talent. I mean, they've got a Hall of Fame coach, but I don't get this team. And is it Dickerson in the middle? Just I don't understand how a team can just self self-destruct the way they do, Tyler. It's a head scratcher.
I mean, when you lose the turnover battle 12-5, it's pretty tough to beat anybody. And I feel like this has been a theme of Kansas over the past couple seasons. Early on in the season, they don't look so great. If Dickinson isn't truly involved and playing really well, I found that it's difficult for them to win games over the past couple seasons with him being there. With that being said, they have a Hall of Fame coach. They have the talent. I'm not so sure, just because I haven't dove into it, if their roster is super young again. I know every couple years we go into this rotation with Kansas where they have a lot of new guys coming in who have to get settled and get used to playing in that environment. But I expect Kansas to still be a force come March. Houston is a very good team. I mean, they have a better record. Where I'm not going to take anything away from their coach either. Was Samson's his name? He's a fantastic coach. And, you know, look, these games are important for teams to go through, and I find it actually more advantageous in the long run to lose one or two of these throughout the regular season, because you're going to be in this position again when it really matters, and a game in mid to late January isn't going to cost you your season. Kansas will be in the tournament no matter what, and they now – you learn more from your losses than you do your wins is what the old saying is, and I think that this is one that they'll learn from.
Yeah, they got talent. Ryland Griffin had a big game. Dickinson actually finally showed up, played 45 minutes in a double overtime game. Badunga was really outstanding. I mean, that kid is outstanding. Flory Badunga, they've got some talent, and I think he's an import too. And then the local homespun kid right there from Lawrence, Zeke Mayo. I mean, this kid can flat out play. I don't know. It's just like individually they're talented, but the sum of the parts doesn't add up. It's a head scratcher. Hey, when you look at college basketball right now, give me your ups and downs. I'll start with a down. I watched UConn play Xavier too. That team is flawed. Their guard play stinks. Now, the much ballyhooed freshman, Luke, I can't think of his name right now, he's got a bum ankle. I think he twisted his ankle, so he was out. But they looked horrible against Xavier at Cincinnati Gardens on Saturday. Only lost by 4, but they got outplayed almost the entire game. UConn, I'm fading UConn big time. I don't see it. I really, this idea of a three-peat is a dream. It's an absolute pipe dream.
I think that there was a lot of questions on if that was attainable going into the season. It just seems like they lost too much. I mean, they lost their whole core. And to rebuild on that in one singular season is very difficult to do, especially when you consider teams like Marquette, St. John's, Creighton. They've been building and didn't lose nearly as much. The Big East is a tough conference to play in college basketball. And, you know, especially I think that the 3 losses on the road in that little tournament, what was it, the Maui, whatever, for UConn set them back a little bit. They went on a nice run afterwards. But you never know is what I will say. And I will continue to allude to this until the tournament starts. You want to get this type of basketball out of the way now. You want to have these losses now because it's not they're not going to kill them ultimately when push comes to shove. They want to be playing their best basketball when they start their game against Villanova on the 18th of February, going into wrapping up the season against Marquette on March 5th. That's where I go with UConn. There's still time to salvage the season, but they got to play St. John's twice. They got to play Marquette twice. So they do have to turn it around. Losing to Xavier, Creighton, Villanova in the last couple weeks is not helping their case. But, you know, these were close games. They lost to Villanova by 2. They lost to Creighton by 5. And they lost to Xavier by 4. So, you know, those are a couple possessions, a couple turnovers away from being in a very, very different position than they are in.
No question. You know, the Big 12's expanded. Obviously, you got Arizona, Arizona State, Iowa State ranked 3rd. They got picked off in overtime last night. I'll tell you what, Tommy Lloyd, a longtime assistant, he's done a hell of a job there. That Arizona team is starting to hit their stride as we start to descend on February. And this is where, you know, I've heard of Coach Cal, I've heard a million coaches say it, Patino, all of the Calhoun. Hey, we want to start to really hit our stride when the calendar flips to February. Because you just don't flip the switch in March and make a run. You've got to prepare yourself for it. That being said, when you look around the landscape, and then by the way, your Michigan Wolverines, I'm telling you right now, and that was a great hire with Dusty May. That was a very, very good hire. And as much as Juwan Howard was, you know, legacy, part of the Fab Five and all the great years, it was a flawed hire. The guy can't coach his way out of a wet paper bag. He really can't. So I love this Michigan team, and the Big Ten looks pretty top-heavy right now. A lot of people thought it would be top to bottom with 20 teams. I'll give you 5 teams that I think can be taken seriously. Other than that, there's a ton of mediocrity. Give me a quick hit on those two topics real quick.
Before I go into that, I need to give a little score update. St. John's, it's now 23-5. They were just beating Georgetown 23-3, and it's halfway through the first half. 23-3. I just switched over to check the score updates because we got a huge one tonight at 7. Kentucky and Tennessee, 12-8. First of all, that uniform matchup, that orange versus that blue, is all time. So I'll certainly be tuning into that one. But in regards to Michigan, it's good to see Juwan Howard gone. I think that for me, the moment that I really felt that he wasn't meant to be at a big school like this was after the infamous fight with the suspension. It was cool to have him there being, he was part of the Fab Five and I wish it worked out a little bit better. But you know, look, it's just not how you can't behave that way as a head coach and having a guy like May in there can certainly help the program get turned around and get back to the levels where they should be playing. But you know, for me, this season is going to be defined by SEC and ACC play. I don't see a Big Ten team really. I mean, you can look at Purdue, but they seem to always flop and flounder when it matters most. Same thing. Michigan State has always coached well, but I don't think that it's going to be a Big Ten team that's making any strides come March. Could they go on runs? Yes.
I'm with you.
But
I'm
think these you. Auburn, Duke, Alabama, you know, Tennessee, even Kentucky Auburn. Teams are just. I mean, they're just at a different level right now.
But you got to pay attention to the Big 12, and I'm not trying to be an apologist, but they have excellent coaching for the most part, and they can ugly up games in March. That's how they win. Sometimes, I mean, last year Iowa State blew Houston out of the building in Kansas City. I mean, just absolutely whacked them in March. But for the most part, the Big 12, they can ugly up games. We'll come back. We'll have a 2-minute drill straight ahead. Presented by Geico. Don't go away.
It's gonna take a lot of love.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, down the home stretch, you go. 2 minutes here, brought to you by Geico. Get more with Geico and by Rocket Mortgage and American Premium Vodka. Away we go. Tyler, what do you have on tap tonight? You like that Kentucky-Tennessee game? That should be a good one. You're right. St. John's is absolutely dusting Georgetown, who got beat at Providence over the weekend. I'm just trying to think of it. You know, Georgia plays tonight. You're right about the SEC, though. I mean, it's driving people crazy. You know, the SEC is football, but these basketball teams are out to Florida, Georgia, Auburn, Tennessee.
Is it SEC football anymore? Because they seem like they might have lost their touch a little bit. NIL's changed things up there, but, I mean, look, it seems as though they might have traded football for basketball, because these programs are exciting, Marty. I have to tell you, the way they play basketball, particularly, I love the style of play at Alabama and at Auburn. They go. They are fast. They play hard. They shoot the three well. It's very entertaining basketball in the SEC. This game tonight, though, Kentucky Wildcats against Tennessee in Tennessee, I was shocked in the break. I read the line to you, and we both were like, what? Tennessee's minus 10 and a half. As the 8 versus the 12. I mean, 14-5 versus 17-3. I mean, 10.5 is a big number, though. So the lines maker's got to know something here. I don't know if there's an injury, but, you know, the Vegas is Tennessee blow.
I'm going to tell you what it is. Kentucky plays up-tempo, and here's what I'm going to tell you. Tennessee came out of a game against Auburn that was 53-51 on Saturday. And, again, I watched a bunch of college hoops. Let me tell you something. That game was 12-10 forever. I mean, it was 22-20 at the half, but it's like basketball rolled back to the days where there was no shot clock and they played keep away. It was torture. So I think the reason why Tennessee is going to probably run Kentucky out of the building tonight is it's going to be a breath of fresh air not to go up against a clutch and grab team that's going to foul every other possession. So I think you're going to see a free-flowing game. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Back at it tomorrow on a Wednesday into a Thursday. We're rolling along here. Thank you to Dominic Jimenez. Thanks to the whole crew here. I'm Marty Terrell. Thank you again for Mike Griffith and Giovanna Scroggins. Enjoy the overnights every other hour with the Riches, Jeff and Jen, here on Sports Overnight America. Adios.